Diye Ja Sawal Kiye Ja. As you can guess, this is the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya, and this program is brought to you by Safari Kid. You know, we love having listeners on the show, and we love all our listeners. So today is our very, very special listener challenge special. We want to know that this in this today's show is just you, me, and as many questions as you and I and Michael can handle. Michael, say hello to all our listeners. Okay, so we're going to ask two questions per category, and after every two questions, we'll take a break and raffle the winners from all the correct answers we get. So people who have had the listener challenge before, you know what to do. But for the benefit of all our new listeners, here's how it goes. We're going to take some categories that we have covered in the past few months, and we're going to ask two questions in each category. When you answer the question, your name will be entered into a raffle, and during the break, we'll go through all our correct answers and pick the winning answer from there. If your name is announced, here's what you need to do. If your name is announced as a winner, go to safariquizshow@gmail.com, which is our email address, safariquizshow@gmail.com, and send in not just your name and the fact that you won, which is what most of our winners do, but here's the additional two pieces of information that I'd like from you. I'd like your address, so we know where to send the prize to, and I would also like you to mention the question and the answer that you got right, so that we are able to connect all the dots and make sure that we get our prizes to the right people as soon as we can. Once again, our email is safariquizshow@gmail.com. And our phone number in the studio, and I want to announce this right now, is 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. And we're going to start our listener challenge in just a few seconds. Before we go, I also want to tell you, if you're listening to the show on the radio, there are a couple of other ways to listen to the show. You can go to radiozindagi.com and press on the live stream button, and that will, in fact, is a slightly better way of listening to the show, especially if you plan to call in, because then you will not get the, and we won't get the feedback, and you won't get that busy sound that you hear on the air, and it'll be a lot clearer. So I encourage you, if you're at home, to go and check out the radiozindagi.com page and look at the live radio button and see if you can listen to the show via that way. The other way to listen to the show, if you're traveling, is on our mobile app, which is the Radio Zindagi mobile app that also has a live stream for the Bay Area. So make sure you go to the live stream for the Bay Area and see if you can listen to the show there. I'm taking your calls the whole hour, 510-770-1550. So if you're having any problem listening to the show in any other way, whether it's by radio or through the website or through the mobile app, let us know. Let me know. And we'll try and fix that as soon as possible. Once again, this is Vidya, and this is the Safari Quiz Show Listener Challenge Special. Our first category is the solar system, which was one of the categories. I think, Michael, we had that a week or two ago.
Yes, it was about a couple of weeks ago.
So we're going to have a first question from the solar system category. Once again, our phone number is 510-770-1550. Remember, it's just you, me, and Michael today in the special listener challenge. All right, here goes our first question in the solar system category. Which planet in the solar system has the highest mountain and the deepest valley? Oh, we already have a caller?
Yes, we do.
All right, let's go to our first call. Hi, you're on the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this? Hello? Okay, let's go to our next caller. So, once again, let me give out the question. Which planet in the solar system has the highest mountain and the deepest valley? Michael, the answer may surprise you. It's not what you might think. Which planet in the solar system has the highest mountain and the deepest valley? 510-770-1550. The question seems to have stymied our listeners.
Yeah, it sure seems to have.
Okay, so let's go to our second question and see if we can come back to the first one later. The question is, what are the rings of Saturn made of? What are the rings of Saturn made of? 510-770-1550. And you're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. You know, the solar system is the system that we live in, but there's so many things we don't know about it, right, Michael?
Exactly. I mean, very little is known about it.
Very little is known about it, but now we have a lot of private money in space exploration. And I was just telling my daughter yesterday that by the time she gets to be old enough to travel to space, it might actually become affordable. Okay, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. This is Vidya. Who's that?
Ronit.
Ronit, for some reason, I can't hear you on my headphone. I can hear you somewhere else. Let's see if I can... Hello? Ronit?
Hello?
Yeah, which question are you answering, Ronit? Oh, I've got it now, Michael. Which question are you answering?
First question.
Which one? Tell me the question. Then tell me the answer. Go ahead, Ronit.
Which planet has the deepest mountains in Mars?
Okay, so you're answering question number one. Which planet in the solar system has the highest mountain and deepest valleys? Question number one, and Ronit said Mars. Okay, thank you, Ronit. Oh, we have another caller. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
My name is Shreya, and I think the answer is Mars.
Shreya, and Shreya is also answering question number one. Thank you, Shreya. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, my name is Mrinalini, and I'd like to answer both the questions.
Okay, Mrinalini, what's question one and what's question two?
Question one, the answer is Mars, and Saturn's rings are made up of ice, rock, and dust.
Ice, rock, and dust, says Mrinalini for question number two. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Ignor.
Ignor. Yes, go ahead, Ignor.
I want to answer the second question.
Okay, what's the second question? Answer.
Dust, rock, and ice.
Dust, rock, and ice, says Ignor for question number two, which is, what are the rings of Saturn made of? Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, my name's Gaurav.
Yes, Gaurav.
And the answer is debris.
Debris is answer for question number two. Thank you, Gaurav. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Ria.
Ria, okay, Ria. What's your answer? Which question, first of all?
The rings
of Saturn
are made of rock, ice, and dust.
That's Ria. All right. Thank you, Ria. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Who's this? Hi, you're on the air. Lost them. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Honor, and I'm answering for the rings of Saturn, and they're made out of ice, rock, and dust.
Can I have your name again?
Honor.
How do you spell it?
H-A-R-N-O-O-R.
Hanur. We've had an Iknur and Avnur and now a Hanur. Well, thank you, Hanur. Thank you for calling into our show. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ronit.
Ronit?
Yeah.
Did you call earlier or is it another Ronit?
A different Ronit.
Another Ronit? What's your last name then? What's your last name?
Ronit. Same Ronit.
Oh, it's the same Ronit. Okay. With you answering question number two then? Ronit, you're breaking up. I can't hear you really well. So tell me which question you're answering.
The first one.
Okay.
The planet with the deepest valley and highest mountain is Mars.
Mars. And I do need your last initial Ronit because we did have a Ronit earlier. What's your...
S.
S. Ronit S. Okay, thank you, Ronit. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
My name is Neha.
Neha?
With an M.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I want to answer both the questions.
Okay, tell me the first one.
For the first one, I think it's Mars.
Okay.
And the second one is... Saturn's rings are made out of ice, rock, and dust.
Okay. Thank you, Neha. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Shraddha.
Hi, Shraddha. How are you?
I'm good.
And tell me, which question are you answering today?
I'm answering the both.
Okay. What's the answer to the first question?
The first question is Mars.
Okay.
And the second one is rocks, ice, and dust.
Thank you, Shraddha. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're in the air.
Hi, can I answer both of the questions?
Yes, you can, but first tell me your name.
Sabina.
Hi, Sabina. Tell me, what's the answer to the first one?
Mars, and the answer to the second one is ice, dust, and rock.
Thank you, Sabina. Let's go to our next caller, Michael. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Xiaomi.
Xiaomi, yes, Xiaomi.
And I have two answers.
Okay.
The first one is Jupiter, and the second one is ice, rock, and dust.
Thank you, Xiaomi. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm McNora, and I want to answer the first question.
Okay.
And the answer is Mars.
Thank you, McNora. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Let's take two more calls, Michael. You're on the air. Last but one call. Tell me, who is this?
Ronit, I want to change the answer.
Which Ronit are you now? Second Ronit, Ronit S, or the first Ronit?
First one.
Okay, Ronit. And what was your, what answer did you want to change?
The first one, and it's Earth.
It's Earth. You wanted to change your answer to Earth. Okay, thank you, Ronit. Okay, hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, you're there. Hello, my name is Akshay.
Akshay, hi Akshay. Tell me, which question are you answering?
The second one.
The second one. Okay, Akshay, and what was your answer?
Ice, dust, and rock.
Thank you, Akshay. Okay, I think with that we come to the end of our first category, which was the solar system.
You did? I heard it.
And we've got enough answers. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break. And during the break, we will do a raffle for the winners of the first and second question. Let me repeat the questions. Which planet in the solar system has the highest mountain and the deepest valleys? And the answer was Mars. And what are the rings of Saturn made of? And the answer was ice, rocks, and dust, as everybody got correct. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll announce the winners of our first category in our Listener Challenge Special. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jeja Sawal. Kiecha.
I am a safari kid.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jieja, Sawal, Kiecha. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host, Vidya, and you're listening to the very, very special Listener Challenge episode. This is our second Listener Challenge episode, and we've got tons of calls for our first one. If you've missed out, if you've been holding on, not able to get through, don't worry, because today that's all we're doing. We're just taking answers from our listeners and giving away lots and lots of prizes. But before we start our next round and announce the winners, I want to mention a couple of things relating to Safari Kid, because they are the company that makes this particular quiz show possible and this fun show week after week. So one thing I want to tell you is that Safari Kid has locations all over the Bay Area, and it's not just a preschool, it's also an after school program that provides a lot of wonderful enrichment activities for kids. And their newest branch has just opened, is just opening in Pleasanton. And let me give you the number of that branch, which is 925-264-9679. 925-264-9679. And they have open houses coming up starting on May 31st, and it keeps going on every day. They have an open house from June 1st, 2nd, 7th, 8th, and 9th. So, and the location is at Gibraltar Drive in Pleasanton. So if you're interested, be sure to check out their open house or to call them for more information at 925-264-9679. I also want to announce a very exciting new program that Safari Kid has. It's called the Young Leader Academy. The Young Leader Academy, which is helping, going to help train kids as young as 5 to become the leaders of tomorrow. It's an AIDS program that has an age group that goes all the way from 5 years old all the way to high school. So this is a very exciting new program that Safari Kid is coming up with, and you can get more information about that at their open house on June 1st. Here are their phone numbers to find out more about this. So if you have a child who you think that who's making your life miserable at home, maybe he's going to be a future leader of tomorrow, right, Michael? You might as well harness that energy in a very positive way and bring all that smart, capable, confident stuff to, you know, really develop that confidence, right? Yes. And here's a the contact information for the Young Leader Academy. There are two phone numbers that you can try. One is 510-676-3078, 510-676-3078, and 510-378-0698. It's the Young Leader Academy, which is being conducted by Safari Kid. And the open house is on June 1st for parents who want to go and check out what the program is all about. Okay, and now time to announce the winners of our first two questions in the solar system category in our listener challenge special today. The first question, which planet in the solar system has the highest mountain and deepest valley? That answer was Mars, and the person who won the raffle for that one, out of all the correct answers we got, is Neha. Congratulations, Neha.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. So write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, mention the question, answer, and your address, and of course your name, and we'll get a prize to you. The question number two, same rule applies, send in your name, address, phone, and the question and answer. What are the rings of Saturn made of? Answer was ice, rock, and dust. And the winner is Shraddha. Congratulations, Shraddha. Yay. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com with all your information. Okay, Michael, are we ready for the next category?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Now, this is in our currencies category. A currencies category. And the first question is, a nickel, you know the 5-cent coin that we have, a nickel. It's called a nickel, Michael, because it does have some nickel in it, right? But turns out that nickel is not the metal that's there most in that particular coin. There is another metal that it's made of. What is that other metal? A nickel is made of only 25% nickel. What is the other metal that it's made of? That's my question. And our phone number is 510-770-1550. Let's take our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Ashna, and the answer is aluminium.
Aluminium. Ashna says aluminium. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello? You're on the Safari Quiz Show. I think we lost the Michael. Okay, so once again, we have another caller, but I'll ask the question again. A nickel is made of only 25% nickel, which is the other metal that it's made of. Let's go to our next caller, Michael. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Rinalni, and the other metal is zinc.
Other metal is zinc, says Rinalini. Okay, let's go to our next caller.
And the answer is 75 of copper.
And who's this?
Madhav.
Thank you, Madhav. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Iknur.
Iknur. Hi, Iknur. And what's your answer?
75% copper.
Okay, thank you, Iknur. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Sabina.
Sabina. And what's your answer, Sabina?
Copper.
Sabina also says copper. Okay, let's go to our next
Thank
caller.
You.
Thank you. Okay, hi, you're on the you. Air. Who's this?
Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Sabina.
Sabina.
Could you turn
Sabina?
Your radio down? Because I think you have a lag. You're on the air now. Hi.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Himanesh, and I think it's Iron.
What's your name again?
Himanesh.
Oh, lovely name. Thank you, Himanesh. You said iron. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Ronit.
And what's your answer, Ronit?
75% of copper.
Ronit also says copper. So we have a couple of different answers, Michael. We have aluminum, zinc. Was that one of the answers? Yes, zinc and then iron. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, this is Anish.
Anish, what's your answer?
My answer is copper.
Anish also says copper. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hi.
Hello, my name is Sanjeevani. And my answer is copper.
Is it Sanjeevani? Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay, Sanjeevani. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Shraddha.
Yes, Shraddha. And what's your answer?
And my answer is copper.
Thank you, Shraddha. Let's go with just one more call for this question, Michael, and after that we'll go on to our next question. This is the last person. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Gaurav.
Yes, Gaurav. What's your answer?
And the answer is copper.
Gaurav also says copper. And with that, we come to the end of this particular question. I have all the answers. And the correct answer is, of course, copper. And from the correct answers, we'll pick a prize while we go on break. But first, we have our second question on the currencies category. Quickly get your dad and mom to give you their change, their coin collection or their change box, because this question is about a coin, a U.S. coin. Okay, are you ready? The phone number is 510-770-1550. And if you're calling now and if you're still on the line, then I'm going to be asking you the second question, not the first question. First question is done. The second question is, whose face is on the quarter? Whose face is on the quarter? Grab the quarter quickly and tell me whose face is on the quarter. Let's go to our first caller. Hello, are you on the air? Yes.
My name is Mia.
Mia?
I'd like to answer both of the questions.
Just the first, that's the second one. The first question is over now. So tell me whose face is on the quarter?
George Washington.
George Washington. And did I get your name right? Is it Mia?
Ria.
Ria. Oh, it's Ria. Okay. Thank you, Ria.
R-H-E-A.
R-H-E-A. Oh, thank you for spelling that out. I had spelt it wrong, actually. So thank you for fixing that. Let's go to our next caller, Michael. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Akshay.
Yes, Akshay. And what's your answer?
My answer is George Washington.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Oops. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. I can't hear you. Could you turn the radio down and tell me your name?
My name is Aditya.
Aditya. And what's your answer, Aditya?
George Washington.
Thank you, Aditya. Hi, yes. You're on the air. Who's this?
My name is Sanjeevani, and my answer is George Washington.
Thank you, Sanjeevani. Michael, isn't that a pretty name? That's such a pretty name.
Yes, yeah, beautiful name.
Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Ronit.
Yes, Ronit. What's your answer?
The answer is George Washington.
Thank you, Ronit. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Manali, and on the quarter, there's the face of George Washington.
George Washington it is. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Shay, and I would like to answer the question.
Go ahead.
I think the person that is on the quarter is Thomas Jefferson.
Shay says Thomas Jefferson. Okay. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's
Hello,
this?
My name is Iknur.
Iknur?
Iknur?
Yes, Iknur.
Yeah. And the answer is George Washington.
Thank you, Iknur. Let's go to, let's see, one, two more calls. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ashna, and the answer is George Washington.
Thank you, Ashna. And last caller for the question, whose face is on the quarter? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes?
The answer is George Washington.
And your name is?
Madhav.
Thank you, Madhav. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll announce the winners of our second category in the Listener Challenge Special. Jeja Sawal
Kieja.
Thank you, my Jeja Sawal Kieja. I'm your host, Vidya, and this is the Safari Quiz Show. We just finished two rounds of our Listener Challenge, and we have the winners now. Our first winner of the question in first question in currencies, a nickel is made of only 25% nickel. What is the other metal it's made of? And the answer is copper. And our winner is Anish. Congratulations, Anish. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, giving a question, the answer, your name and your address. And the same thing goes for Ronit, who's the winner of our second question. Whose face is on the quarter? That's George Washington. So congratulations, Ronit. And you also write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com, giving all your details. Okay, I'm going to go to our vegetable and fruits round, which we did last week and which the kids had a lot of fun with. And this is a really interesting question. And let me see if you can guess it without having to look it up. Oh, we already have a caller. Okay, let's take the caller. Let's see who it is. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, are you there? We have another caller. We have very, very enthusiastic kids. So let's go and give them a chance to answer directly, okay? Hi, you're on the air. Do you want to take a shot at this question?
Yes.
Who's this?
Vishal.
Vishal, okay. Good for you, Vishal. Okay, here's the question. Name this fruit that's classified as a vegetable. In Italian, its name is pomodoro, as in pasta pomodoro. Name this fruit that's classified as a vegetable. In Italian, its name is pomodoro, as in pasta pomodoro. Pomodoro sauce. No. Okay, so let's take the... let me give out our phone number again. 5107... Oh, you're somebody on the air. Who's this? Hi.
What's the question?
The question is, name this fruit that's classified as a vegetable. In Italian, its name is pomodoro.
The answer is pomegranate.
And who's this?
Mrinalini.
Thank you, Mrinalini. Let's go to our next caller. Phone number is 510-770-1550. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, yes, you're on the air. What's
Hello,
your name?
My name is Himesh, and I think it's tomato sauce.
And what's your name again?
Himesh, and I think it's tomato.
Himesh. Yes. Our new caller, Himesh. All right, and Himesh thinks this fruit, whose Italian name is pomodoro, is tomato. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shamit.
Shamit, and what's your answer, Shamit?
The answer is tomato.
Shamit also says tomato. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aditya.
And answer is?
Tomato.
Thank you, Aditya. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Amit.
Amit, and what's your answer, Amit?
My answer is tomato.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Aisha.
My name is Aisha.
Aisha?
And my answer is tomato.
Aisha, okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Akshay.
Akshay, and Akshay, what's your answer?
My answer is tomato.
Tomato, thank you, Akshay. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anya Gupta.
Anya? And what's your answer, Anya?
Tomato.
Thank you, Anya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Iknur.
Iknur, and what's your answer?
And Iknur? The answer?
Oh, I lost.
Tomato.
Okay, thank you, Iknur. I lost you there for a second. Okay, Iknur also says tomato. And let's see, we have room for two more calls. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Ragini.
Ragini. And what's your answer, Ragini?
Tomato.
And the last one, and let's take the last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anoop.
Anoop. Okay, Anoop. And what's your answer?
My answer is avocado.
Good answer, Anoop. Okay, so we are going to take, the answers we're going to take for the first question, which was name this fruit that's classified as a vegetable. In Italian, its name is pomodoro, which is, of course, the answer is tomato. And so from the correct answers we have, we'll pick a winner during our break. But let's go to our second question in the vegetable and fruit category. So right now, get off the line, unless you want to take a chance. If I'm going to give you 5 seconds, and if you're still on the line and I see the phone blinking, I'm going to go and ask you. So let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, here we go. Here's hi, are you on the air?
Yes.
Who's this? Can you turn the radio down behind you? Aditya. Okay, you want to take a chance?
Ria.
Okay, Ria. Oh, Ria. Sorry, Ria. So do you want to take a chance with this question?
Yes.
Okay, good for you. Here's my answer. Here's my question. Which fruit is radioactive? Which fruit is radioactive? I'll give you a hint. You eat it to replenish potassium levels in your body. It's got radioactive potassium in it. And mummy probably makes you eat it to grow big and strong. Do you want to take a guess? Do you want to take a guess? It's a high potassium fruit.
Banana.
What's your answer?
Banana.
Banana, says Ria. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. The question is, which fruit is radioactive?
Hi, my name is Shraddha.
And what's your answer, Shraddha?
My answer is pomegranate.
Shraddha says pomegranate. I wonder if she was answering the Pomodoro question. Thank you, Shraddha. Let's go to our next caller. The question is, which fruit is radioactive? Hi, you're in the air. Hello?
This is Sabina.
Yes, Sabina. What's your answer?
Banana.
Sabina also thinks it's the banana. Can you imagine, Michael, we're all eating radioactive fruit every day. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, hello. I think I lost them. I'm getting an echo. Okay, let's go to our next caller. So the question was, which fruit is radioactive? You need it to replenish potassium levels in your body. And if you play a sport, your mom probably gives you, or mom and dad probably gives you some of this fruit to make you feel, to make your legs not cramp up before you go and play soccer. Which fruit is radioactive? And I have only two answers so far. I think people are, and one of them, Ria, was a guess. So that was great. So if I have only two answers, then each person has a 50-50 chance of winning our listener prize. So everybody decide if you want to call in and take a chance with that, or just let Sabina and Ria battle it out for the win, for the prize for this particular question in the vegetable and fruit category. The question was, which fruit is radioactive? Oh, I have another caller. Let's go to that. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Akshay, and my answer is banana.
Akshay also thinks it's the banana. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Manali, and the fruit that is radioactive is a banana.
Manali also thinks it's a banana. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Are you there? Let's go to our next caller, Michael. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shamit.
Yes, Shamit. And what's your answer?
The answer is banana.
Okay, let's go to our next caller.
Hi.
Hello? Yes, you're on the air.
My name is Himnish Gupta, and I think it's banana.
Himnish also thinks it's the banana. Yes. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aditya.
And your answer, Aditya, is?
I think banana.
Aditya also thinks it's a banana. Let's take one last caller so we can put in more questions later in the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Ronit.
Ronit. And what's your answer, Ronit?
Banana.
Okay, Ronit was the last caller for that particular question. We're going to quickly go on a break, and when we come back, we'll announce the winners for our vegetable and fruit category. Michael, did you know that the banana was radioactive? You would have to eat a lot of bananas, like 100 bananas a day to be really affected by the radioactivity in bananas, because it's a very small amount of radioactivity. So don't worry. It's absolutely fine to keep eating the fruit. You need it to grow bigger, stronger. It provides a lot of wonderful nutrients, especially potassium. So not to worry about it, but you can always be very cool and see one day, you know, if you're a big banana lover, you can go and see if you glow in the dark sometime. Go to the bathroom.
No, that'll be interesting.
That'll be interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to come to the end of this particular round. We'll try to take a quick break so we can fit in some more questions. Jeja, Saval, Kyeja.
Hey, Anju, do you know any good preschool?
Sorry, quiz show, we cut this particular break short because I want to fit in more questions. Come on, this is a listener challenge special. I want to give away as many prizes as possible. So let me quickly announce the winners of the vegetable and fruit round so we can go to our next questions. And our first question, which was, name the fruit that's classified as a vegetable known as pomodoro in Italian, is tomato. The answer was tomato, and the winner is Akshay. Congratulations, Akshay. Write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And the winner of the second question, which fruit is radioactive? The answer was bananas. And the winner is Shamit. Congratulations, Shamit. So far, let me quickly announce the name of our winners. Solar system, our winners were Neha and Shraddha. Currencies, our winners were Anish and Ronit. Vegetables and fruits, our winners were Akshay and Shamit. Okay, quickly, let's take two more questions. I think that's all we'll probably have time for before we have to wind up. So this is in our random five category. That means the answers are going to have five letters, but they can be about anything. Okay. The opposite above of above is below. Everybody knows that. Use the same letters, the same five letters, to form another five-letter word that is a part of your arm. The opposite of above is below. And use the same five letters to form another five-letter word that means a part of your arm. Okay? So, let's see. We do have a caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Shreya, and the answer is potato.
Oh, Shreya, you're answering a question that was finished a long time ago. My question is, the opposite of above is below. Use the same five letters to form another word that is a part of your arm. Let's go to our next caller, Michael, if you have one.
Shreya.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Is potato.
My name is Pooja.
Pooja.
And my answer is elbow.
Pooja says elbow. That's a five-letter word with the same letters as below. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. Mm-hmm. My name is Akansha, and the answer is elbow.
Akansha says elbow. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Shivam. The answer is elbow.
Shivam also says elbow. Okay. Okay, so who's on the line?
Hello, mm-hmm. My name is Madhav, and the answer is elbow.
All right, Madhav. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
This is Sabina.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Sabina. This is elbow.
Let's go to our next caller, Michael. Whoops. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Mrinalini, and the word is elbow.
Mrinalini says elbow. Thank you, Mrinalini. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Satri. I think the answer is elbow.
Satri. Thank you, Satri. So, Michael, another new caller to the show. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, my name is Anya Gupta, and the answer is elbow.
Thank you, Anya. And you know what, Michael, because we have so little time, I'm actually going to give the second question. So everybody who is answering the elbow question, below question, you have that question is now over. I'm going to go to the next question. This is a riddle, but because it's also five letters. The answer also has five letters, but it's a riddle. Here's the question. What has a lot of keys but cannot open a single door? What has a lot of keys but cannot open a single door? The answer is a five-letter word. And our phone number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. I'll give you you have 30 seconds because we're running out of time. If you know the answer, quickly call us. What has a lot of keys but cannot open a single door? Okay, let's go to our first caller. Hi. You're on the air. Go for it. Okay, let's go to our next caller. We really are running out of time, so you have to be quick. Tell me your name. You're on the air.
Keychain.
Who's this?
Ria.
Ria. Thank you, Ria. Ria is a brave soul. She tries a lot of answers. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Ronit.
Yes, Ronit. And what's your answer?
Keychain.
Okay, what has a lot of keys but cannot open a single door? And the answer, remember, has to have five letters. I think keychain has more than five letters. Let's calculate it. No. Eight letters. That's too much. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Himanish, and I think it's keychain.
It also has eight letters, Himanish. You have to give me a five-letter word. It's a riddle. What has
chain.
A lot of keys?
Chain.
Chain. Okay, I think chain. It's chain. Okay, all right. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sabina.
And the answer is?
No.
I'm sorry?
Piano.
Sabina says piano. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi, my name is Aditya.
Mm-hmm. And what's your answer, Aditya?
What's the question?
What has a lot of keys but can't open any doors? Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
My name is Iknur.
Yes, Iknur. And what's your answer?
Piano.
Ignor says piano. Okay, let's go to our next caller. I think we probably have only time for three more calls at this rate because we do have to announce the winners as well. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Shamit.
Yes, Shamit. And what's your answer?
The answer is elbow.
Ooh, Shamit, answering the wrong question. We are on to our next question by now. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha and the answer is piano.
Akansha says piano. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sachi. The answer is the piano.
Thank you, Sachi. And let's take one last call. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Madhav and the answer is piano.
And Madhav says piano, which is the correct answer. So we're going to come back and like really take a mini break and come back with our last two winners. Jieja, Sawal, Kieja.
Sorry, quiz show.
Jieja, Sawal, Kieja. And we're back just to announce the winners of our last two questions that are in the random five category. And we're coming to the end of the listeners episode. Michael, I can't even believe how fast the time flew there. And I always come prepared with like 20 questions. I end up asking 8. Wow, because we have so many kids interested in these questions. And listen, everybody who's interested, I think you've now got the quizzing bug, right? So you have to go to safarikidca.com and register and come be on the show. I know Iknur has registered, so good for you, Iknur. And we want everybody else who's listening also to register, and so I can see your faces. I'd love to have you in the studio and ask you questions and have you win even bigger prizes than you have a chance of getting if you do the listener prizes. Okay, we don't have time, so let's quickly announce the winners of our random five. Now, first question was the answer was elbow, and the winner is Madhav. Congratulations, Madhav. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Make sure you give us your address and the question you answered correctly. And the question, our winner of our second question, which has a lot of keys but cannot open a single door, which was a riddle. The answer was piano. And our winner is Akansha. Congratulations, Akansha. You're the winner. Yay. You're the last winner of today's listeners challenge. Write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Safariquizshow@gmail.com. Be sure to mention the question and the answer as well as your address. And with that, we come to the end of today's show. The show is sponsored by Safari Kid. Be sure to check out their open house of their newest location in Pleasanton. And also the Young Leaders Academy, which I think, given how gutsy everybody is to call in to the show, a lot of you may be interested in. So it's something you need to check out. Check out their Facebook page at Young Leader Academy or check out the youngleaderacademy.com webpage for more information. And of course, the Pleasanton show, the Pleasanton branch information can be found on the Safari Kid Facebook page as well. This is your host Vidya, thanking Michael for being a great support on the show today, and thanking my son Narain for providing the theme tune on this show. And with that saying, Jieja, Sawal, Kieja.